next on to item number three, PR 2022-007805. This is the second submittal of the Project Solis Site Plan Administrative DFT. Is the applicant's team here?
Yes, Jay, Jessica Lawless with Decker. I'll be the agent today.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Could you please update us on the project?
Sure. We received a number of comments in our initial DFT meeting regarding some changes that were needed to indicate compliance for both on-street and on-site parking within the site, some clarifications to the elevations regarding walls and fences and the overall facade designs and compliance with the lighting standards. So we've made changes to the site plan, the site detail sheets, the elevation sheets, and the lighting plan, and have resubmitted those. I believe they've all been reviewed, and it appears that those conditions have been met. So our the other outstanding items that we had was the need for the ARC approval letter, which we have obtained, and that has also been submitted to ABQ Plan, as well as the approval letter for the TIS, which we've also received and uploaded to ABQ Plan. So I think the only outstanding items that are still needed on our end is the final coordination with the Water Authority on the availability statement and the associated implications to the infrastructure list, and our team members from BHI are on the line today and can help address any coordination that's needed on that end.
Thank you for that update, Jessica. That sounds like a lot of good news. Great news.
Yes.
Do you have the ARC letter available to share? I'd love to see that. I haven't had a chance. If it's just an ABQ plan, let me make you a co-host.
Yes,
You,
give me
if you have it
just one
available.
second.
Just like to see that.
Okay, here is the ARC letter.
It is conditional on further coordination discussion regarding required ponding and off-site drainage. Okay. Okay. Regarding the off-site, the required ponding and off-site drainage, I just want to confirm that with Anthony Montoya with Hydrology. Anthony, are you seeing this? Anthony?
Jay, this is Tiquan. Anthony has
Oh,
joined from
Tiquan.
Hydrology.
Okay. Yeah, Tiquan, we're looking at the Architectural Review Committee letter of approval from Mesa del Sol for the Project Solis project. And they're noting that the approval is conditional on further coordination discussion regarding required ponding and offsite drainage associated with the OS3 pond. Do you have any comments on that?
I reviewed it. We have approved the conceptual gradient drainage plan. So we don't need anything in detail until building permit. Detailed gradient drainage plan will be required prior to building permit.
So you're good, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. And I just want to note regarding the infrastructure list, Jessica, what I'll relay on to you, what I relayed on to Donna Sandoval with Tierra West for the previous project, that the earlier you get an infrastructure list that everyone with DOT can agree upon, that I'll release that as soon as I can. So you guys can start working with DRC on that. Yeah, but we'll talk with Water Authority here shortly. They're first up. So, Jessica, do you have anything final for us?
Nope, that's all that we have at this time, Jay. Thanks.
Awesome. All right, let's go to the Water Authority next. Bob?
Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We are working on availability statement 250812. It's still in the review process. The only wild card that we have right now that we can see is whether or not we need a sewer in Watson. We don't want to include that in the availability statement if it's not going to serve anybody. And there are some grading issues with the existing topography that may make that a useless line. So we're in the process of finalizing that. We do not want to hold up the project. I think we can condition it with the fact that we can determine whether or not that is needed on the infrastructure list before it's submitted to us for signing. So I think we're in a good position for that. The utility plan, we just need to separate the public and private utility infrastructure and label it accordingly. So do we have any questions?
Bob, this is Josh Lutz with Bohannon Houston. I spoke with David this morning. It may sound like you guys might not have gotten the updated utility plan, where we did add our note to the utility plan stating where public versus private will reside, as well as we provided additional arrows to denote where the public work order infrastructure would reside. So I don't know who's controlling the screen, if it's you, Jay, but on the bottom or the right side, there's a bunch of notes next to the stamp. And so if you zoom into the bottom note,
Okay.
that is where we have included the note we discussed a couple weeks ago, Bob.
Okay.
And then as it relates to the infrastructure list, I apologize, I didn't CC you originally on the email, but I just sent the revised infrastructure list, which does show a sewer line being built in Watson. If we kind of zoom out on that utility plan, you'll see we're including it about 200 feet into Watson from the Watson and Fritz, or Watson and Crick, I'm sorry, intersection. And because we will be utilizing it for some of our sewer outfall.
Okay. Well, we can always have the option of revising that when the availability statement comes out prior to us signing the infrastructure list. And we're willing
Perfect.
to go with that.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
So, Bob, this is Jay. Are you okay? Like, 'cause I would love to at least get the infrastructure list distributed if we can for signatures. And then we can always revise it and slip in a sheet if it's possible to do so. And I'm looking at this. Yeah, it looks like everything's on the first sheet. Would you be okay with that?
Yes, we are okay with
And
that.
we get everyone else's signature, maybe minus except for Shahab, the city engineer. We get the five other DFT staff signatures on the infrastructure list, and then we can reroute it to you for sign off, and then Shahab can provide final sign off.
Right. We're
Okay.
prepared to do that.
Okay, sounds good. I think Josh just sent me a
He did.
revised infrastructure list. Yeah, so I see you got it renamed too. Great. Hey, Jacob, do you see that in your email? All
I do.
right. Jacob's lead plan on this project, so he needs to go over comments first, but maybe later this afternoon, before DFT concludes, Jacob can get that release for DFT signatures. And maybe we can meet up. It depends on how late we go with this whole DFT meeting, but we might be able to coordinate signatures from five of the DFT staff at least on sign off of this infrastructure list after the sketch plats and plans conclude. So yeah, just Jacob, just keep that on your radar after this meeting. And well, you got another set of you got another when we get to the sketches, maybe you can release that infrastructure list for signatures while we're going through all those, because I know you don't have any sketches. So all right. So, Bob, are we good with Water Authority comments? I'm going to take that as yes. Let's go to hydrology comments then next. Tiquan?
Hydrology. Hydrology has approved grading, conceptual grading drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of 9/19/2025. Hydrology needs to approve the grading and drainage plan prior to building permit. Hydrology has no objection to the site plan. Jessica and Josh, can you send the as the soil planning committee's letter to me just for my record?
Yes, we're happy to do so.
All right, thank you. I think Josh has my email if you don't. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Tiquan.
Jay, I'm back. My Zscaler came on and locked me out. What was the question again?
Oh, just if you had any final comments. Are you good with your
No, we're
comments?
good.
All right, thanks, sir. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next, although I don't believe they have any remaining comments. Jacob, does Jeff have any remaining comments? I know we're good with lighting.
He's got a couple comments, but they're I can just read them off real quick.
Okay.
Photometric site plan shows lighting is compliant with light trespass requirements as per IDO 5A-F4. And site lighting detail sheet shows proposed lighting meets fixture type and height requirements. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objection to the proposed site plan.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Just continue. You guys get any questions about Jeff's? All right, let's go to Parks and Recreation, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. We only had some comments from City Forestry on a couple of tree species that you had selected, as well as the tree planting detail, all of which is explained in the comment memo. Let us know if you have any questions.
Hannah, we did have one question. So we made some changes regarding the species and the alternation of them along the frontages, but there are some additional comments that you'd like to see further alternating of tree species along the street right of ways. Can you speak a little bit more detail in a little bit more detail about what you're looking for exactly to meet that recommendation?
Okay, let me see. They said on the streetscapes, can you zoom in on the plan? Sorry, because Forestry was the one who reviewed it. So if you see along Creek Avenue Southeast, as well as the street on the east side, you see the tree species are all the same. So the alternation usually is like you break that those trees into like 2 to 3 or whatever proportions the landscape architect would like to use, where to where not all the trees are the same species. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. We're trying to balance kind of the design feel and scheme of the overall site al along with the ARC kind of requirements. And so the question is, it is a recommendation. Is it, do we have to alternate those trees in order to gain approval?
At this time, I think it's just a recommendation. However, this is something that is going to be in the new street tree ordinance. We will require that in the future, in the near future. But yeah, the reason is that if any disease occurs on any of these trees, it's able to technically take all of your trees, the entire lane out, especially
Understand.
like beetles. Different kinds of disease can jump from one tree to another. So if you break it to, I don't know, three of the same kind and even one from a different kind or 2 to 3 proportions, then you avoid that. So that's the reason behind that requirement. But yeah, I guess you could move forward with it at this time, but that's our recommendation to alternate those.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that clarification.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Right, let's finish up with planning comments, Jacob.
Good morning, this is Jacob again with planning. Because you were able to show the Mesa del Sol Art Committee letter, we can just scratch that from my comments, which really just leaves us with an infrastructure list is included with this application, therefore a recorded IIA based on the approved IL signed by a DFT and city engineer must be submitted prior to our final sign-off of the site plan. After that, I just have a couple of kind of FYI comments related to like sending us the full packet as part like for sign-off. And then I will start working on getting the infrastructure list out here and just a little bit after the next couple of cases.
All right, thanks, Jacob. So, Jessica and team, when it comes to the site plan, you still clearly need to work with the Water Authority to address their comments. It sounds like Parks has recommendation comments, but we have to work with the water authority on the utility plan, the availability statement, and get that lined out. So what I would suggest we do is you guys come back on November the 5th and get us hopefully get us a supplemental submittal address. Hopefully by then. Hey Bob, let's ask Bob this question actually. Hey Bob, when it comes to the availability statement, do you guys think that this will be concluded by November the 5th in 2 weeks?
Certainly will, and we're willing to approve it today, with the understanding that we'll look at that the sewer line is in Watson, as Josh described, and during DRC, we can make sure that we get this to the point that it basically will help serve somebody. Basically, with the grades, it'll start coming out of the ground and won't be of any use. So our requirement is to cover the frontage. However, if covering the frontage doesn't provide any benefit, then we don't just build it for that reason. So I think with the with Josh's statement that is their sewer line in Watson, and to be able to serve his property, I think we can go ahead and approve that availability, I mean that infrastructure list.
And you think you can approve with conditions of site plan?
Yes.
Great. Great. Let's do that then.
Hey Jay, really quick
Yes.
before we get too far along, I believe we missed transportation, and I do have a couple comments for transportation
Oh,
if
okay.
the comments are
Yeah,
fine.
sorry about that. Sertio, could you yes, because we need to talk about the TIS. Yes. Thanks for reminding me, Josh. Sertio, could you update us on transportation comments?
Okay.
Perfect.
Number one, transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated 9/24/2025 and an approved TIS. Number two, creek is a minor arterial inside the center and required 10 feet sidewalk with 6 to 8 feet landscaping buffer. Watson and Fritz are proposed major collectors, require 10 feet wide sidewalk and 6 to 8 feet landscaping buffer. All roads require curb and gutter, and Fritz requires full road construction. Number three, an approved TCL is required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Sir Till.
Thanks, Sertio. And you don't have any remaining comments, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
So,
DFT's, go ahead.
really quick, Jay. Sorry, I just need to clarify a few things for Sir Till. Your second comment stating that creek is a minor arterial, I just want to remind you that we're in Mesa del Sol, which has their own roadway sections, and we included those cross sections in our original application. And so the 6 to 8 foot landscape buffers and the 10 foot sidewalks don't jive, if you will, with the Mesa del Sol street sections. So I want to make sure that we are going with the Mesa del Sol approved street sections, which is included in our DFT application, those cross sections, as well as reflected in our infrastructure list.
Thanks, Josh. So, Tio, you got that? Oh, Ernest got his hand up. Ernest?
Ernest, yeah, he won't talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that yes, we put those in there as, you know, those are our baseline, but in cases like Mesa del Sol and other parts of the city where there is a master plan, the master plan does overrule any of our standard measurements for these things. So, yes, it'll go by Mesa del Sol.
Okay, thank you, Ernest. And I did have one additional question. It does state in here that Fritz requires full road construction, and I was curious for the need for that opposed to our typical half roadway improvements that is custom with roadways along our frontage.
No, and that too.
Okay.
It is half road construction. It just has to be wide enough for two-way traffic to go through. Yeah, it was just something in the wording that we put in there.
Perfect. Okay. No, that's helpful. Thank you. I just want to get those clarified. And our infrastructure reflects what we just talked about within Watson, Fritz, and Crick.
All right, thanks, Ernest. So if we're going to move forward with with an approval with conditions, Hannah, are your conditions that you just put in there, are they recommendations or conditions? Because they're recommendations, we should probably have them in as findings.
Right. We had four comments, I believe. Two of them were recommendations. The other two
Oh,
were,
okay.
yeah. I
Okay.
just put them in the chat box. The first one is regarding Japanese pagoda tree, and forestry said that won't be available at the nurseries until sometime in 2026. One thing they could do is to that line in their plant legend, just add another tree, say pagoda tree slash another tree species, just in case if this one's not available, they could provide the other one. Just in case, and the other one is on the mulch rink that needs to be addressed.
Thanks,
And,
Hannah. Both of those conditions seem achievable.
okay.
Awesome.
Well, in that case, we can just keep them as conditions then.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Bob, could you add your conditions into the chat?
Yes, I can. I'm doing it right now.
Thank
Condition
you.
of approval for number three is to include a public sanitary sewer line on the infrastructure list. And I think that will handle it.
All right, thanks, Bob. And Jacob, we just need to add in. Oh, you got an infrastructure list. Yep. We just got the recorded IIA condition of approval. We're otherwise good.
The only other thing I had was the ARC letter, and that's been provided. So just the IIA.
Yep. Thank you very much. And congratulations, guys. So, Jacob and I will work on getting you a notice of decision issued for this as soon as possible. You guys are approved with conditions with this site plan. We're very happy to see this project move across the finish line.
Right
And
there.
we're going to get that infrastructure list out today. And then with the site plan, Bob, I had a question about the utility plan. Is there any revisions being made to the utility plan?
Josh indicated that those were already made for the public versus private call-outs on the plan, so we're good.
Great. So nothing's changing there. It's just a landscape plan then for parks, right? That we need to have some minor tweaks made to once we get those. So Jessica and team get that revised site plan to me and Jacob Boylan and upload it into the site plan in ABQ Plan. And we'll start getting signatures on that as well. Once you, well, yeah, we'll get all the signatures except for planning for mine, pending the recorded IIA. But we'll start getting that signed off as well once you address Park's comments.
Sounds good, Jay. I believe Jacob asked us to get him a complete revised set, so we'll make the additions to the revisions to the landscape sheet and then
Oh,
upload the
yeah.
entire set for signature.
Yes, it's absolutely correct. So, when we get a revised site plan set, it's the complete plan set,
Yes.
including like Fire One, Solid Waste, TCL, G&D, all those plan sheets.
Yes, so we'll be able to get those to you this week.
Awesome. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
All right.